Sweet is the lore which nature brings of a meddling intellect, misshapes the beauteous forms of things. We murder to dissect. Nature is beautiful. Sweet is the lore. Sweet is the knowledge that nature brings our meddling intellect. But we interfere to murder. The moment interpretation starts, pollution sets in. To observe, to watch, to witness is one of the greatest meditation. You try to focus. And that focus is the process of concentration. There is an effort involved. But witnessing is not about effort. It has got no ABCD. It has got no XYZ. There is no expert and there is no amateur in it. Witnessing is the most beautiful art. You watch things as they are. A mirror is one of the biggest examples. A sinner comes in front of the mirror. A saint comes in front of a mirror. A dead body is in front of a mirror. A stone is in front of the mirror. The mirror just mirrors. It has nothing to say. The sky has no interpretation. Small clouds, big clouds, white clouds, dark clouds. Clouds come, clouds go. Like the open window. Dust comes, fragrance comes, odor comes. The gush of wind, the storm, the window is just the watcher, and this art of watching without choice, of watching without labeling, of watching without interpretation, of watching without correcting is called choiceless awareness or witnessing without choice. So today's Sutra of Unlearning, Day 8, is to witness without choice, to witness, to see, to watch without labeling, without correcting, it is alert neutrality. The moment you say, it's too cold, the effect starts. The moment you say, it's too hot, the effect starts. And there is an upheaval in the mind. Witnessing is a beautiful art, where you watch the thing and know that it is there. It is cold. It is hot. There is storm outside, and a yogi is sitting in his hut, and yogi knows the storm has come and the storm will go away. He watches. By morning, the storm is gone. So in this art of unlearning, our today's core principle is witnessing, sakshi, detached observer, mute spectator, or to become a silent audience. We are the actors of this drama, but also when you learn to be the audience at the same time, the real drama begins. There is pain in the body. You watch the pain and the pain goes away. There is itching in the hand. You watch the itching goes away. You watch your body. You watch your breath. The breath comes and the breath goes. You don't do anything. At its core principle, at its heart, witnessing involves four things. The first is non-interference. You don't meddle with anything. If the anger comes, you're not trying to suppress the anger. You're not trying to fight the anger. If the greed grips you, you don't try to get rid of the greed. You just watch the greed. You don't feed it with your attention. If there is a gossip in the air, how the gossip becomes powerful? The food of gossip is your attention. The food of gossip is discussion. The food of gossip is your interference. The gossips and the rumors collapse without attention. Watch. Do not interfere. Somebody disturbs you. That person has become powerful enough to disturb you, not because that person is powerful, but because of your attention. You feel hurt, not because somebody hurts you, because of your interference. So learn the art of non-interference. Watch. Things come, things go. Things are here now, things will not be there. People come, people go. Everything is momentary. You're not trying to focus on anything. You sit in meditation and there is noise and you get disturbed. Now there is a conflict in the mind. How to get rid of this noise? The train is passing by, or the plane in the air, or people fighting and shouting. The meditation of choiceless awareness does not negate anything, does not fight with anything. You start meditating on the noise. Somebody is in your room and the person snores loudly and you feel disturbed and you can't sleep. Focus on the snoring. It will become the music. Not to interfere. The second is neutrality. The moment I say, I like this pen, the bondage starts. I like this food, the bondage starts. This is my favorite, the bondage starts. I like this, I love this. Then there would be comparison. Neutrality. Things come, things go. It doesn't mean you become a hardcore, emotionless person. But there is an easiness. You hold, you drop. Third is absence of I. See things without I. Drop the I and look at people. Drop the relationships and look at people. The moment I say, this is my money, the bondage starts. Sometime before, the money was in somebody else's hand. The moment I receive it, now I feel it is mine. And if I lose it, I feel pain. But when it was in somebody else's hand and he loses it, I don't feel pain. So it's not the money that gives the pain. It is not the losing of the money that is inflicting pain. It is the sense of I-ness. Drop the eye and look at things, the house, the children, the property, the land, the things, the objects. Looking at things without I is to enter into the arena of choiceless awareness. And the last is total presence. Total presence. You stand at the railway crossing and watch the trains coming and going. You don't claim any train. This is my train. This is not my train. Trains come, trains go. You are at the station, at the crossing. Just watch. So this is outside watching. Inside watching is the first, is the watching of the breath. You watch the breath. Don't manipulate. Don't try to control. This is one of the most powerful techniques to strengthen the process of witnessing. Second is to watch the body and the different sensations on the body. Pain is there, tingling is there, numbness is there. Some pressure is there. Some tremor is there. Cold sensation, hot sensation. The third is watching the mind, the thoughts and emotions. I don't try to control any emotions. Let whatever thoughts come, come. I just sit and watch. I am not body. This is one thing, but drop even I am the soul. So I am not body, I am not the soul. Drop both. And then come to the conclusion. We meditate, I am not the body, but I am soul. Drop both. I am not body, I am not soul. Something new will come. I am not going to subtle world, nor I am going to the supreme abode. Nothing. I am here and now. Drop all the techniques. I am. Bas. What? Don't come to any conclusion. Whether I am body or soul, I have no idea. Bas, I am. Thoughts are coming, let them come. Just watch. And this watching will automatically take you to what you are. If I am really something, I should come to it by my own experiment. Not because somebody is saying you are soul or you are body or you are mind or intellect. Let me come to my own being. It is the truth. So I must arrive at the truth by my own experiment rather than from borrowed truths. Already there is a conclusion, I am soul. Before the PhD, before writing the thesis, you already concluded A is equal to B. Then what is the use of this thesis? Where is the research? Drop both. Don't go anywhere. If God is my father, let the father come to me. Why I should go to him? Drop the father also. Just watch. Watch the drama. Watch the scenes of your heart, of your life. What is happening? People are coming, people are going, situations are coming, situations are going. Don't try to change. Witnessing is not corrective. Witnessing is alert neutrality. Just watch. Things come, things go. There's no. The moment you try to make effort, there is stress and tension. The moment I say, I'm soul, it creates an unseen stress somewhere. Because I know I am body, but I'm trying to say something which I have been taught. Let me sit and let the truth come to me. If really I am something else other than body, let me realize it myself, rather than parrot-like repetition. Two beggars were sitting and complaining to each other. First beggar said, "What life is this? Everybody casts aspersion on us. We are nowhere stable. Sometimes this place, sometimes that place. Sometimes we get food, sometimes we don't get food. Sometimes we get shelter, sometimes we don't get shelter. Sometimes we have to sleep in the garden, sometimes on the footpaths. Sometimes so much sultry heat of the sun, sometimes scorching, sometimes biting cold. What life is this? Sometimes we have food, sometimes we don't have any food." The other beggar says, "Why don't you join some job? The first beggar says, "You mean to say that I am unsuccessful? Mind plays tricks, justifications, validations, choices. Drop the choices and sit. It is not about sitting. You can do this while moving, while eating, while speaking, while listening. Listen. But with no force to remember anything. Even you have to remember the father, it creating a pressure. Because I don't remember him, now there is a conflict. Murli says remember and I don't remember. Murli says follow these and I don't follow this. There is a mental struggle. Murli says do Amrit Vela and I don't do it. There are two forces and they are at war with each other. Drop both and be the witness, the sakshi, the spectator, the darshak. In this stage, the observer and the observed become one. The dancer and the dance become one. The singer and the song become one. And the reality will come. If you are really a soul, the soul consciousness will descend on its own accord. If I am not soul, even that will come to me. But let it come to me without force. Om Shanti.
Burn bright, fade out into night. Have the loads put down, silence now, no sound. Just blow new seeds.